Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Dennis Schroeder made the worst decision in the history of free agency. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Let me tell you a story about Schroeder. He was traded to the Lakers for their subpar season after they won the 2020 NBA title in the COVID bubble. And he played well on a team where LeBron James is the de facto point guard when the game is on the line. Schroeder was in the rotation, averaging better than 15 points, shooting 44% from the field and 33.5% from three-point distance in his single season with L.A. With the OKC Thunder the prior season, he averaged 19 points and shot 47% from the floor and 38.5% on three-pointers in 2019-20. He took the heat for the Lakers' first-round loss to Phoenix and wasn't nearly good enough for Magic Johnson, who said in June, "I don't think he's a Laker. He doesn't bring the winning mentality and attitude that we need." Schroeder was a free agent and was still offered $80 million for 4 years to stay with the Lakers. Thinking he was worth more, he turned it down. Do some athletes have an inflated opinion of their self-worth, or is that what the market pays someone like Schroeder? Probably both. Is this a sad, stupid story? Maybe all three. The Lakers moved on and traded for Russell Westbrook, the former UCLA star who returned to his hometown as the new point guard. Schroeder soon learned the market for pro point guards had dried up. He signed for 1 year with the Celtics for $5.9 million. True story. Schroeder has already posted social media messages to Celtic fans vowing on Instagram to bring it every night with their team. "This is one of the best franchises in the NBA history, and it will be an honor to put on the green and white," Schroeder wrote. "I'm going out there every night and leaving it all on the floor for the city." This knucklehead was already playing for one of the best franchises in NBA history, the Lakers, dum-dum, who offered you $80 million to stick around for another 4 years. Now you have $6 million for 1 year on the East Coast, where you basically have to start over. This is Archansky. See ya.